The West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, Matt.
Ben, happy Tuesday. How good is the weather in Perth at the moment?
Oh, it's beautiful. This is the best time of year, I reckon, when you get these beautiful autumn days that are a little bit fresh, but the sun is shining. Just so beautiful to be outside. And of course,
and you can still swim. I went for a swim yesterday in the ocean and it wasn't even that cold.
Do you know what? I went for a walk down by the ocean last night and it looked absolutely beautiful. I didn't hop in though.
You didn't hop in? Well, there's a challenge for you by tomorrow. I want to hear like how cold it feels.
Now, I might catch a cold, which is better than COVID. So let's get the COVID wrap today. Some news?
Well, we've got some news. So in terms of travel restrictions, I've been banging on about earlier, Victoria classing us as an orange zone here in Perth. And that meant if you wanted to fly to Melbourne, you'd have to fly over there, isolate, get a test within 3 days, and then stay isolated till you got a negative result. Well, they have changed that. So we're now a green zone in line, interestingly, with New South Wales, which has been chasing a missing link to their outbreak. But it means you can fly to Melbourne now. You just need a permit, which is very easy to get online, and you don't have to get tested or isolate there unless you have symptoms or unless you're asked to. So much easier for people to fly over there. A lot of footy fans very happy about this this morning.
Yeah, that's fantastic news.